America has become a slaughterhouse. Our schools, our shopping malls, our concerts. Killing fields for psychopaths wielding weapons of war like AR-15s, which almost anyone can just walk into a store and buy.
Throughout most of America, you can go into a gun store and buy an AR-15, just like you'd go into a Starbucks and buy a cup of coffee.
Sign the petition, visit change.org, and demand a ban on assault weapons in America. John Tester, he supports smart progressivism for Montana and stands up against GOP bigotry. And as your senator, John Tester has protected Montana farm owners while advocating for climate policies that will preserve our state's heritage.
There are improvements we can do to make it more energy friendly and business friendly while we protect our environment.
This November, re-elect Senator John Tester. America is facing an obesity crisis that costs billions of dollars per year. Now there's a new class of safe, effective weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Mounjaro. But greedy health insurance companies won't cover them, and greedy pharma companies are charging up to $1,300 a month, while people in other countries pay less than $100 for the same drugs. Call your congressperson. Tell them that Americans demand price control on pharma companies now. She's a disgrace to Colorado. Like a high school mean girl, low IQ Lauren Boebert gets into cussing matches with her fascist twin Marjorie Taylor Greene on the House floor. And Lauren Boebert stands beside Donald Trump and the January 6th insurrectionists. Colorado deserves better than Lauren Boebert. One indictment, two indictment, three indictment, four. How many times will Donald Trump be indicted? Maybe more. He's a one-man crime spree, from porn star hush money to stealing secrets to insurrection.
It's a hoax. It's called election interference so they can win an election. I'm an innocent man. I did nothing wrong.
But he wants four more years in the White House. Visit DCCC.org today and find out how you can make sure America's worst president doesn't become our next president.